We start off with the latest episode of our Struggle to Stay series, where we'll meet 37-year-old Crystal Snyder, who, among other jobs, has one of the oldest jobs there is, being a mother. Crystal is a single mother of two who says she wants to stay in Appalachia, where her family has lived for hundreds of years. But it's been a challenge to pay all her bills and find employment that she enjoys, all while being a single mom. Aside from financial stress, Crystal sometimes asks herself whether raising two kids in West Virginia is good for their health. Roxy Todd has the first story that helps explain Crystal's struggle to stay.
Fifteen years ago, Crystal Snyder's mom was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, which had already spread to the rest of her body. She died a few weeks later when Crystal was just 22 years old.
When you see a map and it shows you like this area of poverty, people die 15, 20 years younger than they do over here in Virginia, and your mother died at 41, and that kind of makes you think like, is it a good idea for me to leave my children here? Like, part of me wants to take them out so they don't die 15 years, you know, premature.
Crystal has blonde hair and her face is tanned from working in the sun. On her back, she has a tattoo of a fiddle. Actually, the tattoo covers up the name of her second husband, a marriage that was a mistake, she says. She's made other decisions she isn't proud of, but being a mom isn't something she regrets.
My kids and I, we have a good bond. It's not been easy.
Crystal married early, when she was 16. She had her son Aaron a year later, and her daughter Morgan when she was in her 20s.
I just want to cherish these moments, you know, because he's in 11th grade, and he's 18, and she's almost 12, and I know that it's not going to last long, you know? So, and I am single, and it's just us, and I'm just, like, just trying to relish in these moments, you know, because I know I'll look back and remember, you know, years down the road, just this important time, you know, that we had together. And I love them.
Crystal recorded this next entry at her home while she was cooking dinner with her daughter Morgan, who has bright red hair. While they cook, Morgan tells her mom about an episode of MacGyver.
What happened?
Morgan says she hopes she'll soon be taller than her mom. At nearly 5 feet, she's close. Crystal smiles at her daughter.
She's independent. She's been independent since she was like four. Like she would never let me brush her hair or pick out her clothes. She always did it on her own. Like I wanted to. She's got beautiful red hair, you know, and she wouldn't even let me brush it. But she just developed like this, like her own style, you know, and I'm glad we did that because she knows a lot.
While they're cooking, Morgan records her mom secretly while she's singing Hank Williams.
How's about cooking something up with me?
I recorded that.
Then Crystal goes to tell her son Aaron that dinner is almost ready.
Oh my God, you got the bird out. Holy moly. Okay.
The family's parrot, Sunny, is perched on Aaron's shoulder. He puts the bird in its cage and joins Crystal and Morgan at the dinner table.
So tell me what you're eating there after you chew that up.
Crystal and her daughter are both vegetarians. Aaron prefers to eat meat, and Crystal often cooks him pork tenderloin in the crock pot.
I know, I'm proud of myself because I keep a house and it's not hard and I'm usually in the negative. But somehow, I don't know how, I keep it going. I just somehow always find a way. I don't give up.
There were some scary things that happened to Crystal when she was a little girl. She remembers late night parties with strangers coming into their house, drug deals at the home, and fights between her parents.
It was total neglect, but my mom, like, you know, she had been abused as a child. And it was just turmoil. No, she loved us, but no, they didn't know how to take care of kids. It was neglect and abuse. And I was an accident, and they weren't going to have me. I don't know the exact story either. she was too far along, or she saw my heartbeat and decided not to to have an abortion. But so I'm really lucky to be here. So, but I wasn't even two, and my mom and dad were fighting. Like, they fought constantly. So my mom kicked my dad out and said to take me too.
As a girl, Crystal moved back and forth from her grandparents' house, her mom's and her dad's. Her parents broke up and got back together several times. Her dad was in and out of prison for most of her childhood, serving time for selling drugs.
Well, I used to call the mailbox dad, so I was like a baby, like before I remember the first time. I mean, I remember going to the Cabell County Courthouse where the old jail was, and like, I drive by there now and I just think, that's where I went to see my dad, you know?
And then Crystal's mom met a guy at a truck stop, left with him, and never looked back. Crystal was just 15. She only saw her mom a few times after that.
She'd come back and visit, and she'd say, I'll never live here again. You know, I'm not coming back. And I don't know. I thought she was brave for that, but I wanted her close.
Around this time, Crystal decided she wanted a family and kids of her own.
I wanted, like, a stable family. I wanted, I guess, people to care about and people that cared about me.
Hoping her children are safe and healthy is what weighs heaviest on her mind. And as much as she loves West Virginia, she sometimes worries whether staying is good for their health.
But just as much of me wants to fight for them, because this place is so beautiful, and I just feel really blessed to live here. And I should be able to live here with clean water. And I think the part of me that wants to fight to stay here is stronger than the mother in me that wants to get my kids out of here so they see happy people. And, you know, I don't know, it's sad. Huntington, I love Huntington. That's where I was born and raised, but like, you go there and you just, everybody's so skinny, and they're, you know, like their teeth, like you can just tell there's like so much desperation. It breaks my heart.
But the fight isn't the only reason why Crystal wants to stay in West Virginia.
I love to travel. I love to see new places, but nothing compares to West Virginia, I don't think. It's just not home. Like, you know, if you see just like flat, like you can see too far, it's like, this isn't right.
And although Crystal doesn't have a lot of family here, she does have a sister who's a year older. And having that tie is important, especially getting to see their two daughters grow up together. One evening last summer, they came to Crystal's house to cook dinner and play.
Hey, Morgan. You should go outside and play for a little while before the sun sets. Okay, cool.
It had been raining all day. As Crystal and her sister were cooking in the kitchen, the sun peeked through the clouds, and Crystal noticed her niece, Olivia, and her daughter, Morgan, dancing and running in the rain.
Oh, so the girls, it's... There probably is a rainbow. The sun is shining, and we see our daughters, Morgan and Olivia, out here playing in the rain. In the mud, oh my goodness, halfway up their legs. How are you going to get that off of you? Because you can't go in the house.
Rain.
Out back, the water hose, spray it off, clean your mess up. Thank you very much. Please be careful. Do you see a rainbow?
It's moments like these that make Crystal want to stay, to raise her kids in the mountains. So she's going to continue to try to live here and to make West Virginia better and safer.
What are you most proud of?
My tenacity. I'm proud that I shine my light still. Maybe more so than if I hadn't experienced darkness.
I first met Crystal in January of 2016 in the middle of a major life change. She'd recently been laid off from her job at a nearby t-shirt factory. We'll hear more on that next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Cabell County, West Virginia.
We'll hear the next part of Crystal Snyder's struggle to stay story next week here on Inside Appalachia.